Yeah, you're in the judgment zone this morning. You, Sandy Waters.
I don't know. I don't think I really belong here. I think that was the polite thing to do.
You didn't belong talking to your mouth off in the sauna.
Okay, so this is what happened in the sauna. I was at the spa, the Del Monte, and I love it there. And every time I get a chance to sneak away and get a service, I am so freaking excited, right? So you go to the sauna after your service. Everybody does it, right? And you just take a moment and just like, but I was so excited about the service I just had. There was a woman in the sauna. And I'm like, oh my God, wasn't that incredible? Like, God, we're so overdue for this. And I just kept, you know, whatever. I look over. Her eyes are closed. And she gives me this look. And then goes, mm-hmm. And then walks out. I think she was just trying to have a moment.
That's why I am putting you in the judgment zone, Sandy.
I was just trying to say, this is incredible, isn't it? Like,
So when you go to church and everybody's praying after you have the thing, you're like, I love God. This is great.
Yeah.
No, shh.
It's hard for me to be a shh type of person.
There's certain places where you just can't. Shh. It's the Zen moment. It's that afterglow of your amazing treatment where you can't be like, so, how about them bills?
Well, I was done.
It's going to be a great opening day. We're going to tailgate. We're going to get sausages. We're going to cook. We're going to have some cocktails.
I was just doing a little, like, come on. You're in, it's like in an elevator. You have to say something to the person standing next to you. You're standing right next to someone. You're sitting right next to someone. You just had the most amazing treatment. Of course you're going to say something. Otherwise, it's awkward.
Please call 222-BUZZ. Please vote Jerk or Justified.
You just stand there like, I know you're there, but I'm going to pretend you're not. No, what's the problem because with a little small talk?
Okay, think about this, all right? It's like, there's certain places where you do not do this. Like, as a guy, not in an elevator. There's nothing you can say to a stranger that would increase anyone better, make their each any day
it
better.
It makes it less awkward when you at least acknowledge the person is there.
No, you have to pretend they're not there, just like you.
That's
they don't
weird.
You don't want to be talked to. You don't want to talk to them. Okay, guy walks into the men's room. This is not a joke. Guy walks into the men's room, and you stand next to the guy at the next urinal. You're like 5 inches away.
Yeah.
You don't be like, so, how you doing? What's your name? What a great day. Boy, does this feel good. What a great feeling this is.
I don't know about the bathroom actually going, but you have to acknowledge that person's there,
no,
right?
No.
Yes. No. You can't.
No.
If I'm now, okay, there's limitations. When I'm washing my hands, I guess if someone... I don't know how it is in the guy's room, but in the woman's bathroom, if someone walks in, of course you have to say something. Like,
if you know them.
No. Just give a smile or say some little small talk.
Oh my God. Plus you guys are like naked practically
in the
sauna. It's even more awkward.
You have a nice big comfy robe on, your nice slippers, and you're just drinking your tea. I wasn't overly hyper. I was just like, oh my gosh, wasn't that amazing? Like, this is exactly what I needed, right? And it was like I was talking to myself because she wouldn't answer me. And then I look over and I'm like, oh, her eyes are closed.
So you woke her up. She was in that zone that we all just cherished, where you only get just once, maybe a week, we just get that, and there you are. Hi, how you doing? What's your name? 222 Buzz is the number. You're in the judgment zone, Sandy. Is it Jerk or Justified? Good morning, the Buzz.
Good morning. I would say Justified.
Why? Come on.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's common courtesy, and then you can go out of your business.
Yeah, thank you. See, that's what I am. I'm courteous.
Dude, next time you're in the men's room,
dude,
I'm coming after you.
Oh, my God.
Hi, the Buzz. Jerk, what do you think?
Oh, she's justified. It was innocent.
Yeah, but you're sitting in your robe or your towel in the corner, and it's like 150 degrees, and the music's going, and you're zoning out. You don't mind someone talking to you?
No, not at all.
See?
apparently her massage didn't work because it didn't work the kink out of her attitude.
I think you and Sandy need to go to the spa together. You can both be chatty Cathy's.
I'm a talker, so these people would never be in the same sauna as me.
That's what we need, a talker sauna. We need a talker spa. A spa where nobody shuts up.
Listen, and if they did leave, I would most definitely get more nasally as they're leaving and make sure I really ruin their massage therapy.
I love it. Hey, thank you for calling the Judgment Zone.
Thank you.
All right, a buzz. Jerk or Justified?
It's a jerk move. It's like the cashier that doesn't know when to shut up. And you're just like nodding your head going, yeah. And you're like, you think to yourself, oh, dear God, is this person going to shut up? Can I cash out and get the heck out of here?
Oh, my God.
The buzz. Is it jerk or justified to talk to someone when they're zoning out in the spa?
I think it's a jerk move.
Don't talk to me.
You pay money.
Yeah.
For an experience of quiet, of relaxation. You don't need people talking to you.
That's the last place you want people talking to you. But I think all the money just dropped.
I wasn't asking for anything. I wasn't like, hey, where's my, like your kids normally do. I was just... Okay.
That's the whole idea. You do not wanna talk to somebody when they're zoning out.
Right.
It's really hard for me not to talk to somebody. It's really hard for me not to at least acknowledge that you're in the room with me.
You know, Sandy,
well, I mean, yeah, do a nod or something, but that's about it.
You know, Sandy and I talk for a living. The last thing I want to do is talk when I get out of work. I'm like Silent Bob.
I'm a school teacher. I talk all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Silent.
You do want the silence. Yeah. All right, I get it.
I get it.
2-2-2-8-9-9. Are we tied?
We're tied.
Oh.
I
can't believe that people
think that it's... We need the next call, by the way. 2-2-2-8-9-9. You decide this case.
Yeah, you're going to be the next one. I just can't believe people think it's okay. Because there's like no talk zones. Like I said, in church,
where is the no talk zone?
Elevators, like we said.
No, that is not a no talk zone. You can't stay. If you walk into an elevator and I'm standing there and you don't even acknowledge that I'm there, you're just pretending that I don't exist, I'm invisible. That is rude. Standing on the street corner waiting to cross the street.
No.
Okay. Say at least, hi, how's your day?
No.
What's wrong with saying, hi, how's your day?
Okay, here we go. So you're on the buzz. You're going to determine whether talking to someone while they're zoning out in the spa is jerk or justified. What do you think it is?
Jerk. Don't do it. Don't talk to them. Relax.
Sandy, take that Zen buzz and just internalize it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.